Just one halakha, the question was asked regarding those people that are lo alechem being noheg avelut. They're within the 7 days of the avelut. Is it permissible for them to make the birkat levana? For example, it's the time to make the beracha on the moon. So the Magen Avraham in Siman Tavcha Vav Seif Katan Dalid writes that an avel within the 7 days of avelut should not make birkat levana, because he can make it after. However, he says, if the avelut is not going to finish until the 10th of the month, they should not wait until the 11th to make the levana, because maybe there's going to be a few nights of cloudiness, so then already they should make it earlier. So it comes out, really, according to the halakha, it is permissible to make the birkat levana during the avelut itself. And that's where Perhasi comes out. Im kayam hashash she'avor zman birkat levana, if there's a concern that the avelim might miss the zman of birkat levana, mutar le'avelim levarech betok shiva'a birkat levana, be permissible. Specifically during the winter months, where it's very common in our areas where there's rain and clouds, the avelim certainly be permissible to make the beracha as well. There is another halakha that's brought down that nachon minhag lomar bebet avelim shmu'a ve'agada velomdim lemnuchat ha'niftar. There is a proper minhag in the house of the avel to learn devre musar, devre agada, in memory of the niftar. Now, it should be pointed out the avelim themselves will not be able to partake in such shi'urim because of the isur for them to study Torah, but it is a elevation for the bet, for the niftar or the nifteret. That's brought down by the Ben Ish Chai in Rav Pa'alim Chedek Gimel Yoreh De'asuf Siman Lamed Aleph, that says that it is indeed permissible and a minhag by the Sfaradim to say the Divrei Torah in the house itself, as well as to read the Tehillim. That's the opinion as well as Achama Vajanya Biya Omer Chedek Dalet Yoreh De'asuf Siman Chavtet. Regarding Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, right? Perhasi rules in Omrim Avelim Hallel Biyom Rosh Chodesh Bebet Avel. But usually the minhag is the Avelim walk out, they step out, and everybody else says the Hallel in the house, bar the Avelim themselves. Last halakha on these subjects over here. Bebet Avelim betok shiva'a kishen kohanim. Let's say there's not any kohanim in the bet avel, or b'mkom shelo nagim nisa, so the shaliach sivur would have to say in the amida elokenu veloke abotenu barechenu beberacham shuleshet b'torah, which means there's different opinions, do they say it or not? But again, if there's, let's say, no kohanim in the house of the avel, so again the Hazan would say this paragraph. The Kafayim brings down in Kuf Chafchet Ot Resh Sam Mechbet different shitot over here. But Alaka, he says, the Menhag of Yerushalayim was to make Birkat Kohanim in Bet Avel as well. And if there's no Kohanim, that paragraph is inserted in the Amidah as well.